I'm Dina Del Bucchia.
And I'm Daniel Zamparelli.
And this is Can't Lit. Can't Lit. We talk
about books and stuff. Has it started yet?
Oh, it started right now. Welcome to episode 37 of Can't Lit. I'm Daniel Zamparelli.
I'm Dina Del Bucchia, and we are live in a tiny shop where we are selling items, and there are only the most beautiful, exclusive, fucking cool people in the room, including our two amazing guests. On my left, which you can't see, Ms. Jen Sukfong Lee. That rhymed!
Yay. Hi.
Hi, Jen. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good. I'm glad that you're here. And on my right, the firecracker of Vancouver.
Elderly.
The drone mom of Vancouver.
The drone mom. Ahead of the pandemics.
Yeah. She's 100% ahead of all pandemics. Anna Kana Schofield.
Schofield.
Sorry, I apologize.
See, she's trying to make me German.
I wanted you to be more German.
Yeah.
After our pre-recording discussion.
Well, I'm going to take off my shirt. Is that more German?
Yeah, please do.
Take it off.
I can't take it.
Wearing two shirts is not...
People should know that on the way here, I had to tear the shirts off and Kana in the car at a red light.
Emergency.
You're like a nesting doll of shirts?
Well, I'm debuting as a cub. Apparently, I'm not. So I put this shirt on.
You're dressed to go, yeah.
Because it actually belongs to my aforementioned 16-year-old son when he was about 12. But I was in the car. The reason we were a little late was I had commitments. I had to pick up Jen. I had to go downtown. Went to the wrong car park. We got over the Canby Street Bridge, approximately at 10th and Canby. I realized I was going into severe...
Heat stroke.
I had heat stroke.
She was flushed. She was disoriented. It wasn't good.
It was really bad. And she was beside me. I had to take off the seatbelt. I then had to try to excavate from two shirts. But the shirt that I'm about to reveal...
The shirt she is taking off is a red and black buffalo plaid. It's lovely. It's very flannel.
For people who are watching at home, you can't see this. But I'm going to demonstrate to the 1,000 people here at Wembley Stadium exactly what took place. Just see now. Imagine I'm driving, right? So this bit comes off.
She's
now,
driving. She's throwing one right? arm. Okay. The shirt is coming off of one
now
arm.
Now it's cooperative because Jen... ripped it off me.
She rips the arm
I'm
from
very
her.
Good at ripping off
now,
shirts,
now,
peop- off shirts off people.
It's working. True. It didn't do that at the traffic light. She had to rip it off, and the seatbelt was off, and then the light changed, and it was just above
and Broadway. Didn't your boob come out? Or
Yeah. And then it was so exciting, because I was actually naked in the car, and I've never met Jen before.
And then I offered to kiss you.
And she offered to kiss me.
And now she's in a very Sandra Deep at the end of Grease outfit.
Can I just say
that is what you look like.
You didn't actually offer to kiss me at 10th and Canby.
No, we were somewhere else.
We were at the historic little mountain place that doesn't exist anymore.
I did offer to kiss you, though. I want that to be commemorated.
And you know what? I'd just like to thank...
It's on the record.
I'd like to thank Jen on behalf of the Canadian nation.
Wait, what?
Being one of the few... Who's nominated herself for this challenge.
I want to ask
you... How many
you,
kisses would you want per week? What would be your, hopeful kisses per week you'd want?
Oh, per week?
And it could be from different people.
Do you know, I've got to be honest, I'm not actually into kissing.
Oh, okay.
So...
Could you describe more of why you find kissing to be offensive and disgusting?
Well, yeah, I'm a cub. I should be bearded, right? I mean... You know, I should actually take...
She's looking at the one cub in the audience.
I'm looking at a man in the audience who's bearded. He's not the only person in the room.
He's wearing Birkenstocks.
There's another one over there. I got to say, though, this is not very kind of audience-friendly, but I actually don't like beards either.
Oh, shit.
No kissing, no
really?
Beards.
I love beards.
If you are a clean-shaven person
beards.
Who just likes to get down to business, Tatiana, she is ready. That is her dream.
It's not like an oven that needs preheating. It's like a microwave. It's on or it's off.
That's the most exciting thing that's happened to me in September.
Well, here we go. Well, we've already talked about a lot of things, but I would like to ask, maybe we'll start with Jen. Jen, would you like to tell us what's happening?
You know, lots of stuff is happening. Like, in
some example.
In general, my book just came out, which is like super exciting. There
can
it
you,
is.
It's right here. I'm holding it.
Yeah.
It's
super exciting.
It's called The Conjoined. It's fucking amazing. Everyone should read it and buy it. We have copies for sale tonight. Don't waste your time not buying it. You should definitely buy it.
Well, I found out today that we're going to reprint it. Like, my publisher is going to reprint it, which I said, yay. But then I was like, did they only print 12 copies originally?
How many did you sell at your launch?
Like 40.
So they probably printed 40.
You sold more than 40. There were 80 people there.
No. Well, they're couples. Damn it. Those people.
Rude.
But, like, and like, my mom didn't buy one.
But don't worry. Those couples will probably break up.
They'll
oh, yeah.
Buy a
well, yes. You just wait, people. Yeah. 5 years.
You
That's
need
it.
To get very pissed off with your cousins.
My family, my mom was like, okay, I don't know if you guys knew, like, okay, I had this launch party and then I'm up like making my like remarks and I can hear my mom in this like stagey mean whisper and she's saying to my sister, somebody go up there and make Jennifer stop scratching her leg. She looks like a floozy. Somebody go up there. And I'm up there and I can hear her and I'm like, and I don't know if you guys noticed, but I stopped reading and I was just like, okay, whatever, mom.
No, I didn't notice.
Yeah, I didn't notice either.
I also didn't notice you scratching your leg.
No, she's crazy.
I feel like your mom actually was hallucinating, and you should probably be concerned about
For
her health.
Previous podcast listeners, this is the same mother who I'm trying to set up my father with, who go to the same casino every night.
They do. And they're soulmates, and they don't know it yet.
Well, because I haven't confirmed. I think I've told you this story, but I haven't told the podcast story that my dad said a Chinese woman, which,
Hello.
By the way, my dad's racist and wouldn't know if she's Chinese or of a different Orient, like of a Asian. Oh, my God.
If she was a different Oriental. I don't know.
No,
either.
I wasn't even going to say Oriental.
I said orientation.
Orient. Yes.
Yeah, he was trying to say cultural background.
Yeah.
It's fine. My mom doesn't care.
I stopped at the wrong point.
He was just an Italian.
And he described your mom in the sense that it's like you've given me her age. You've given me where she goes. So, like, it's not a big casino. And she's purchased him beer before.
Okay.
And he has not... Would she not buy beer for a gentleman?
No, she's had boyfriends.
Okay.
They were secret. So basically what happened was is that, like, after my dad... My dad's been dead for a long time, like 30 years. So my mom, for a long time, just didn't date, didn't go out. But then after a while, like, she lives in this, like, Vancouver special. So we all moved out. She rented her ground floor to my best friend's boyfriend for a while. And then my best friend was there a lot. So then one day I was at work and I wasn't living there anymore. And she phones me and it's like 8 o'clock in the morning. And she's like, I need to tell you something, but you need to be sitting down. And I said, what? She's like, somebody came and picked up your mom last night at like 10. And then she came back at 6. And the first thing she did was turn on the shower. And I went, oh, like I couldn't. So she's had boyfriends, but okay. She never told me about them. It was just that.
Okay. I was just more concerned. You were going to say she would never buy a gentleman beer.
She would definitely. She's my mother. She would definitely buy a gentleman beer.
There's no doubt in my mind that your mom is buying Daniel's dad beer at this fucking casino.
Yeah.
On the regular.
And then every week when I drive into the casino, I say, have you purchased that lady a beer back? And he goes, no, I'm always too drunk. And so I get so mad. I'm like, that's really rude that she keeps buying you beer and you don't buy. And he's like, well, every time I see her, I'm too drunk and I don't want another beer. I'm like, that's not how that works. Like, you buy her the beer, you don't have to purchase yourself one.
Did you say I think it's my friend Jen's
No,
mom?
I refuse to do that.
Oh, okay.
Point That's of fine. Inquiry. Being a foreigner.
Yeah.
What base is that? Like, as in...
buying beer a beer?
Yeah, what
That's
base?
Like you're hanging out in the dugout and you're giving someone, like, some chewing tobacco.
Is it 1, 2, 3, 4, flat on your back, or needing first aid? Like, what...
I love that...
I've never understood.
I love that you think that somebody buying somebody a beer is a base.
Well, you know,
can I tell you
this,
a story of the first man who bought me a beer after my marriage ended? Like, it was literally 2 weeks after my marriage ended, and I was at a bar. And this man came up to me, and he says, can I buy you a drink? And I said, sure. He seemed nice, and he went and bought me a drink. He handed it to me, and then he walked away silently. Didn't want to talk to me. And I was like, oh, great.
That's the best situation.
Actually, it really was, yeah, to be honest.
That's ideal. I once had a drink with someone who said, "I'll see you next August." And I was a bit puzzled because
what month was it?
It was February.
Oh, nice. It
was so like a year and a half?
Yeah, but at the time he said, I'll see you next August. And I thought it was, I thought that was...
Did you guys make plans to rendezvous in August?
No, I never heard from him again.
Wait, were you on a date at the time or was he a stranger?
Like he's just some dude in a bar?
Was he just like, hey, she looks like a fun time?
Okay. Oh.
Wink.
But not yet. She needs to ripen.
Yeah, she needs to go back into her cast.
Is this on?
Yeah, you're on.
Sorry.
No. Everyone, can you hear Anna Kana's amazing stories? Great. We got this. It's done. Great.
I'm really noisy. I'm like an Italian or Spanish person. You don't even need to mic me.
A person of a different orient, you would say.
Well, I guess this is... we're never going to release this episode, so I'm glad anyone's here live.
This is going to be like the can't lit, like racist
10,
episode.
Minute 10. We haven't even got started, Jen.
We haven't even talked about Lionel Shriver yet.
No, we have not.
I haven't gotten an answer to my question. Okay,
I don't think it is a bait.
Stop chatting.
Is there... No, they're allowed to chat.
Text him. No, but I haven't gotten an answer to my question. This is a cultural...
I don't think that that's a bait. I think you have to be physically touching.
Yeah. That's a base.
That's a base right now.
I'm on salad base.
Salad.
Give me what salad she's having.
Can you educate me about North America? Can I? I don't think I can. I've never understood people go, did you get to first base? Past first base, second base? Like, what does this mean?
What do you mean, like, about the first base?
Don't they say that?
Who says that?
In 80s teen movies, people say it. And I feel like that's where it's coming from, culturally.
And people who like baseball, which are disgusting.
I think it's true.
Yeah, and baseball, which is the enemy of the podcast. If there's any sport that is the enemy of this podcast, it is baseball.
Oh!
We are cool with bowling.
It might have been Mighty Ducks. It might have been Mighty Ducks. I might have seen it in Mighty Ducks.
Is it okay? Okay, wait.
It's the only film I've ever seen.
Is that what you watched before you came to Canada to find out what it was, Bo?
Seriously. The only thing I knew about Canada was Mighty Ducks. I swear to God, Mighty Ducks.
Did you watch Mighty Ducks 2 as well?
No.
Okay, just checking.
But today is the start of the cricket season. Thank you.
Are you very excited? Okay, well, let me ask you a question. What's happening with you then? Give us some updates. Today is the start of the Twitter. Get into it.
For me, today is the start of the Twitter cricket season.
And what does that look like?
Well, I watch Twitter. I watch cricket.
What about the website Twitter?
I watch cricket on Twitter. It's a new thing that I've started since the Cricket World Cup. And that was when Ireland briefly became a cricket superpower. And all of you people were asleep. And the whole of Ireland was asleep. There was
None of us were woke to cricket Twitter.
One woman. Who was awake?
Was it you?
It was friggin' me.
Yes!
And I never watched cricket in my life. But I'm just an insomniac. And usually I stream storm reports from Jamaica.
Yeah, like why would you give up storm weather?
That night, I happened to see Ireland at 4 a.m. became briefly a cricket superpower because we beat the Windies, the West Indies.
But you never actually watched any of it. You just saw that on Twitter.
I didn't need to. There was a guy in Birmingham, England, tweeting it from Sky Sports because, I mean, I don't have access. I don't have access to cricket matches. I don't need it. And, you know, it's a beautiful story. Do you know how I got into cricket, Twitter cricket? I'm not into cricket. I've never seen cricket. I only watch...
You only like Twitter cricket.
Twitter cricket.
Great.
Because I can't understand the scoring. It was one of my malarkey readers. It was a malarkey reader in India. India.
And how did this go down?
They're very big on cricket in India.
A malarkey reader from India.
I think I should acknowledge this person.
Okay.
At Anna Verb. That's Anna, AnnaVerbe, if you want to follow her now.
So many new followers are going to kick in now.
I'm telling you. Only for Anna Verb. She introduced me to Twitter cricket. We watch cricket together on Twitter.
How do you watch cricket on Twitter? Are there videos?
There's two people. There's Omar in Birmingham, and then there's Anna in, I guess, Delhi. And you just go, at Anna, at Omar, are you watching the match? Like, where are you watching a match?
Are you just explaining that you made friends on Twitter?
All my people are on Twitter.
Right. No, I know.
How can you write two difficult, challenging novels?
No, you
if
like
you have friends.
You legitimately just explained to me how you wrote Martin John.
Yes.
Just with how you explained Twitter.
I think. I mean, obviously,
he's trying to say I'm not a perverted sex offender. That's what he's trying to say.
I mean, that's why we invited you here to just make that clear.
Yeah, I'm not. So
okay.
I'm really not. They don't wear two shirts.
No.
They don't?
They're wearing fewer shirts, fewer pants, fewer...
They're not watching cricket
clothing.
On Twitter.
Never.
I think.
I mean...
I don't know. I'm not watching.
But they could surprise you. Because we don't know.
We don't know.
They could be doing a lot of stuff.
Anyway, what's the question?
Oh, yeah. What's going on?
Okay,
that's going on. This is my indoor season, really. This is my indoor season. I'm very rarely out in this season. Obviously, last year I was out all the time.
Because that's when Martin John had come out.
Yeah.
Because you're an August girl.
What?
You're an August girl.
Oh, August. No, I'm just
that was
not,
a throwback
I'm
joke.
I'm just not actually... I'm not. Yeah, this is my season. This is when I storm watch. We get very excited about impending Pacific storms that never show up. What's going on? I just came back.
If you follow Anna Kina on Twitter, she will definitely update you on potential storms.
Pandemics is a big one right now.
Yeah.
Actually, right now I'm all over fentanyl. Yeah, I am.
Just reporting fentanyl. Or
well, yeah. I'm really
documenting.
No, I'm very obviously.
Yeah. No, it's
very
a big,
deeply
huge
concerned
problem.
Citizen. I think that I'm very surprised we're not doing more. So I got
more
trained.
Fentanyl.
I got trained.
I'm just trying to.
Did you get? You got trained.
I got
in,
trained.
So
in I got trained
with
Narcan,
the kit.
With the kit. I have the kit in my bag. Yeah. You could ask why did you get trained, but that's just the kind of thing I do.
No, I
think
respect
that's
the training.
Just like a good kind of, citizen
well,
should.
I just felt really strongly that I don't know. I could, you know, I used to have this thing when I was younger. Oh God, somebody could be having an epileptic seizure. And, you know, I might just think they're drunk or something. Well, actually, I've had seizures, so now I would know. But moving swiftly on from personal medical history.
We can do that. It's fine.
We walk in the city. I don't know. Now I'm trying to persuade my 16-year-old to get trained.
Because, I think that's great.
He's in youth popular. Like, what? I was asking my kid, like, what are they doing in schools about this? So she's going to be about 16, 15, 14, 12.
There's like a little poster that you can see at liquor stores that says, like, hey,
they're doing
this, these guys can talk to you about drugs and alcohol, or you can. That's what they're doing. There's a poster.
You know,
that kind of is what they're doing.
Not to depress everybody, but this is kind of on my mind, right?
I mean, it's a huge concern.
I had a long chat with my son about this last night at about 20 past 12, and he said, finally, get out of my room.
But 12 a.m.?
Yeah.
Okay.
But actually, my son, I want to salute my son. He passed. He's a trained emergency medical responder.
Nice.
Yeah.
Good for him.
Yeah, he passed.
My kid just pooped in his pants.
Summer.
So that's...
Wait, recently?
Yeah, just before I got here.
Oh, Oscar. What a guy.
He said to me, please don't be upset. You can get very reactive. And then I cried and felt guilty.
Oh, you reacted.
So then I made him garlic bread because I felt bad.
You're both good moms and I love
you. He's going to be a really high achiever if he's saying reactive at 6 years old.
You know, or not. I don't know.
I'm not funny, but if it's not like... Ninja Turtle, whatever that show was.
Oh, Pokemon. He's all Pokemon right now.
Pokemon's back, huh?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. He explains it to me and I blank out.
You're both moms and you should know about Pokemon Go.
I do know about Pokemon
Honey,
Go.
Honey, I'm not a mom. I'm like a fucking vintage bowler trailer. I just lost a two.
I will say one thing about my son. When I did turn 40, like in August, the day of my 40th birthday, he woke up and he looked at me and he's like, it's okay, Mama. You still look 39. And I'm like,
oh, what a cutie.
And I'm he's sweet.
Is he only reading, like, Kathy comics?
I don't know what he's doing.
Like, how does a kid know to, like, tell a mom who turns 40 that you still look 39?
He's a bleeding heart. He was, like, eating breakfast the other day, and he's sighing over his eggs. And I'm like, what's wrong with you? And he's like, I'm aging so fast.
Oh, my God. He's so cute.
I will never, like, I know we talked about it in the podcast before, but I'll never forget him coming down crying and apologizing to us for being upset throughout the evening.
Oh my God. It was really heartbreaking.
Yeah, I was so, like, don't do that. Don't cry.
So cute and beautiful.
He was having a tantrum. He was being a dick. Like, let's be honest.
He was having a rough time. We all got through it. I mean, I'm sure anyone here who knows me personally can attest to the tantrums I've had.
Oh, but did I tell you guys?
Yeah, I make Dina come downstairs and apologize.
Somebody
freaked out and broke all those sticks.
Somebody sent me flowers. Somebody sent me flowers without, like, a card. Like, it was an unsigned bouquet of flowers. And then Oscar looks at it and he's like, I think Daniel and Dina sent you those because nobody else would.
I feel so bad that we didn't send them.
I agree. Daniel, we've made a huge mistake.
I mean,
you're welcome. Ever had flowers from Daniel or Dina?
No, but they bring me other things.
I've had nothing. Oh. I've had Facebook messages. Does that count?
Yeah, that's good too.
Yeah.
No,
actually,
it's fine.
That's not true. I've had translation services from Daniel.
Oh, yeah, to explain what a cobber bear is.
Yeah,
Twinkies. Is what she has changed the term of.
I have this theory about Henry James. My theory is that Henry James men want to pork each other. And so Henry James slots all
Did you just use pork as a verb?
Pork.
I love you.
The best verb.
So the men in Henry James, largely in my limited reading of Henry James, want to pork each other. And so Henry James cannot allow these men to go ahead and pork each other. So he puts all these very fussy details about women that are just ridiculous. And I was reading Lady Chatterley's Lover today, and for my sins, and I realized, like, D.H. Lawrence, he's so great on landscape, he's so great on social class, he's so great on industrial whatever, and then it's like eyes and womb. I'm like, oh God, no. No, no flowing into or out of the womb. And I realized, you know, it's fuss dating. It's fuss dating on women. He wants to get the women really out of the way so the men can pork each other. But see, Henry James doesn't.
Same.
Really, if you go tonight, go home. Don't fuss date. Go home and look at Lady Chatterley's Lover. You don't even have to go that far. Page 96 of the ebook, Adelaide University, and write to me on Twitter and confirm or deny that there's fustating going on in that
there's
book.
There's fustating in all of D.H. Lawrence's novels.
But that bit where he says, I heard the child cry, I'm not quoting it directly, it from my chest, and it feckin' somersaulted washing machine cycled her womb. Like, really? That's fustating. That's frustrating.
I'm thinking really seriously about this, and I think you're right. You need to write a paper about it.
Yeah.
Well, I had a really big argument about it with a really, really famous literary editor who I'm not going to name.
Daniel Zamparelli.
No.
It was you.
And I basically said, look, I think Henry James men basically want to pork each other, and he said, no, they don't. That's pretty hard to of come course. Back, right?
Well, of course so, they're going to say that.
Yeah. What kind of reasoning
you are not goes allowed into to, the
they
no?
They hate the queer readings of anything.
Well,
you're not allowed
to
have that triangle pyramid.
I think he just disagreed, Daniel.
Mm-mm.
All right.
No.
It was in another time zone. He's an old man.
Exactly.
But you're right.
Old men publishers are super open-minded.
But really, yeah.
They're definitely the most progressive of
all.
They're
so progressive. Yeah.
Can we look?
They love me.
Can we survey frustrating?
Fuss dating
is like a combination.
Do people enjoy the word fuss dating? How are people's responses? You feel good? Just be like, yeah.
Like emotional responses?
Is anyone fuss dating right now?
Is anybody fuss dating?
There's at least two fuss daters.
Speaking of fuss dating, Daniel, I would love to know what's happening with you.
Currently fuss dating.
You're not supposed to admit it.
Oh, sorry.
Trying
to keep my frustration inside.
Control your frustration, Daniel.
It's going to emerge from your stomach like an alien baby.
Oh, I like that. I love that. What I've got happening is that I've been running this pop-up shop, and it's been a delight, and everyone's really sweet, and people keep buying stuff. So it's been really great. And I feel like I don't have any downsides for this, what's happening. I'm very tired. I worked 12-hour days.
You look very fresh.
Thank you.
You look great.
I've drank a bunch of rosé.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a Reese's Buttercup.
Yeah.
I feel like that's all I've got for you. Like, I feel like this is going to, if you're a podcast listener, this is going to be a Daniel Stays Quiet episode.
Well, I hope that's not true for the whole episode.
No, you forgot a very vital piece of information about an item of clothing you have ordered online from Beep Navy.
How come you beeped it? Oh, we don't want to support them?
Well, yeah, they got to pay us for those big
promos. We don't brand.
Oh, I just ordered, Dina's wearing a beautiful denim romper.
I'm going to show them. I'm going to show them the romper with my microphone.
Oh, okay. No, you should.
She
you
zipped
should,
it over. You can all see it now.
You can
She's
watch
got
it on
like
Twitter.
A camera.
I'll take a picture and we'll put it on the on
okay.
It's super
the
cute.
Facebook.
It's vaguely like Car Mechanic in the best possible.
I'm
going
to tweet it.
Yeah. Well, I ordered
Rosie the Riveter.
I ordered a men's small, yeah. Which is a women's large because it only comes in women sizes because it's a women's outfit. But I got it at 51% off today.
51?
What did
that
happen?
Yeah, $22, you guys.
Are we live, by the way?
No, we're not live.
No, we have to record this for
God,
later.
No. I have to delete that Orient thing.
No, keep it in.
You were just a little disoriented. That's all.
I know, but they, listen.
Don't delete that on my
the
account.
The cricket Twitter people will come for me.
Oh, my God. You know what? This is like shirts.
Currently, you can't hear anything, but...
Shirt.
Taking a lot of photos. And she is sending it to her two friends in India who give her all of her.
Oh my God, I'm getting bossed around a lot.
Sorry, I'm going to gen your head.
You know, you need me out of it, is what you need. I'm not. No.
Okay, Dina, give me what's happening.
Okay, I'm going to tell you what's happening. The main thing is. I mean, a minor thing is that I started teaching a university class.
Which is awesome.
Yay.
But the main thing is I got food poisoning last week.
Oh, yeah, that was a big deal.
And it was pretty
big
amazing
to do.
Because I kept fighting it and pretending I was okay. Because that is my general MO where I'm like, I don't want to miss out on that. I really have a lot of responsibilities. My parents were in town. I wanted to be a good host. And so I was like, you're fine. And so after I had exploded... a lot of refuse for my body. I then more came out out of my mouth hole, and so I was like, you know what? I feel better now that I've barfed so much. So I'm gonna walk down to the hotel that they're staying at by the water, and I'll be fine. And I went down there, and then I got there, and everyone's like, you are white. And I'm very tanned right now. So I'm like, oh, I'm fine. Don't worry about it.
Can't believe they threw your race at you.
I know. Rude. And so then we were going to meet people, including Daniel and some other friends. And I was like, I was like, you guys got to have a good time. We're going to go. So we take a cab up to the pub. And I get out of the cab and I'm like, you go. You go. And I just pointed across the street and like forced them. And then.
Oh, I had seen them because I was sitting at the bar and I waved them over.
You probably saw me too, but
yeah,
I was
saw you too, yeah.
Skulking away.
And then your parents were like, Dina disappeared.
Yeah. I ran away from my own family. And.
We also thought you went.
No, I left,
but you clearly went right.
No, I definitely. Yeah, I went to my home.
Yeah. And I was like, where did she go throw up? And if she went left? Just, like, which restaurant?
I was, just behind a dumpster. I wasn't. But I was on Robson Street, which, if you are not familiar, is one of the main shopping streets in the city. And I proceeded to walk one block, and I threw up four times. Two times in two different garbage cans. These were both very projectile.
But you made it into a garbage can, which is commendable.
Only onto, like, 50% accuracy. The other time, onto my shoes. And one time, straight out in front of me, into the road. Because I was like, don't puke on the sidewalk. People are going to walk there. Be polite. Barf where the cars go. And then I went home. And that's it. That's what's happening. I barfed a whole bunch.
You also, you came back.
Oh, yeah, then I came.
And then I was like,
not willing to give up.
Yeah, she came back, and then she drank a glass of water while me and your parents got wasted.
This is accurate.
And
they
then,
were eating deep fried cheese curds, and I was like, those look great.
Yeah. There's also $5 wine, so it's like me and your dad and your mom just like guzzled the amount of, like, just an insane amount of wine. And then, yeah, you had your glass of wine. You definitely
cried. I didn't have wine. I had water.
You chugged your water,
yeah.
Cried, then left.
I cried and apologized for being sick. I was like, I'm so sorry.
And your parents were so sweet about it, and I just kept laughing so hard.
a point of clarification. Yeah. Your mom is not available to date Daniel's dad.
No. My parents are still married.
Right.
And
okay.
Together. I mean, I don't know. We could probably talk to them. And
I feel like I would date her dad over... Like, I feel like that would be the most possible situation.
You and Henry Del Bucchia.
Yeah, me and Henry Del Bucchia.
I don't think Cubby here looks too chuffed about that idea. He doesn't want to share you. But I think I could date your dad.
Great. We've got a new contender in the mix.
You gotta be
step
here.
Off. My mom is going to be all over you.
You guys.
She's small, but
she's a real
mean.
Piece of shit. He's not great.
All right, I'm going to give way. I respect my elders, and I think they might be...
My mom is 75. She can take you.
I was going to say, I think they might be just a little older than me. Even though I'm
quite
old enough to be
even
your mom.
Even though you're old enough to be...
You are five.
All of our grandmothers, we've established this.
I'm expediting aging, Jen. Does anybody want to join my club?
What's it called?
The Expediting Aging Club.
Not really, no.
I feel like we're all secretly in it, and it's terrible.
I'm scanning the audience. I'm scanning.
They're still trying to figure out what fuss dating is.
All right. Are you guys ready to talk about some works of literature that you wrote?
Sure.
I was kind of enjoying the Tinder part.
We're still going to talk about that. Don't worry. The amount of tangents will be... It'll be beyond what you... thought they were going
to
be.
This is more fun than I've ever had.
Ever?
Well, I'm trying to remember.
What are you?
I had a lot of fun in Edinburgh. I just went to Edinburgh. I had a lot of fun there.
Okay.
Yeah. Where else did I have a lot of fun?
Wait, why are you listing all the fun places?
Well, let's talk about Martin John then.
Yeah,
okay. Was it fun Martin to write Martin John?
Martin John was no fun.
That was one of my questions then.
F, no fucking fun.
What was it like to write in Martin John? You're all going to read it, or you've already read it. There's a character dealing with
Okay, why don't I say it? Because you're trying to be polite about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Okay. Yeah. He's a flasher. He's a perturb.
He's very disgusting.
He's,
to be fair.
I don't
find him that disgusting, so that's why I was being gentle.
I think that his behavior is disgusting.
Okay, so...
His behavior is disgusting, it's true.
No, actually, in the grand scale of what's out there, he's on the lighter end.
He's gentle.
Do I want that to happen to me? The answer is no.
No.
No, but has it happened to you? Very probably.
Yeah, of course.
A woman
flashing?
Who's been alive.
Yes, of course.
Flashing. Someone accidentally rubbing their hard dick against you in an enclosed space.
Well, I think he does kind of a lot of legs and...
He loves a leg.
Legs.
I've got bare legs today.
Well, Martin John is... basically, he's a simple-minded molester is how I describe him.
That's fair. That's accurate.
Wait, say it again. Simple-minded molester?
Molester, yeah.
Okay, cool.
Because there's actually...
I've got a new bio. Okay.
That's what I'm going to name my next dog, the simple-minded molester.
You know what? We have your dog to thank for that man at the back.
Yeah.
Not wearing an impressive shirt, but he did show up, right? We are your dog.
I don't think
he
showed up to hang out with my dog.
Really?
Did you show up to hang out with anyone's dog?
No.
I didn't think so. Also, your shirt's all right.
His answer was
I can't really see it from
here. His shirt is fine.
I'm not...
Why are you trying to fustate the audience?
I'm not trying to fustate him. She... produced fictionalization. She said that man at the back flirted with her dog in the playground, and I believed her.
He did flirt with my dog. He totally flirted with my dog.
And now he shows up at your reading?
Well, that was a coincidence. I choose to believe.
He's here for you.
For the dog.
Your dog.
That dog's great. I feel like I would show up for your dog.
Daniel flirts
really
with my
great.
Dog also. It's true.
I would show up for Jen. She wouldn't even need to have a dog.
It's because I promised to kiss you.
Yeah. You did promise to kiss me. It's true.
Okay, do you have anything else in the intro elements of Martin John that you want to lay out?
Yeah.
It's a really funny novel. No, we did.
It actually is quite funny.
It is quite funny.
It's very funny.
It's surprisingly funny for a novel about
simple-minded
molester.
I'd like to temporarily move on from Martin John, and I'd like to introduce a quiz element early to this podcast.
Oh, go for it. Let's hear it.
We like quizzes.
I don't know if anybody in this room, and no pressure, has read my first novel, Malarkey.
We have.
Gloomy silence.
I have.
Okay.
I've done it. There's two of us. See,
big fans.
Those of you who've read my first novel, Malarkey, will be able to answer this quiz show question. So, first it was Malarkey, then it came Martin John. Martin John is loosely a footnote to Malarkey. So the third unwritten novel is a character from Malarkey. So I'm going to give you a line from that character, and the half a person that's read that novel is going to shout. There aren't that many characters in Malarkey, so you know. So you
can't remember any of their names.
You could just shout out woman or man. It would
okay.
do.
There we go.
Okay, here's the quote. Because it's going to be four. It's going to be a quartet. Okay. Four novels.
Oh, why not a quincunx?
Nice one.
Because I don't
right?
like cunts. Cunks.
Cunks.
I don't like that word, cunks.
No, it's disgusting.
What's all right?
I think it's okay.
I've got
depending on the context.
Six repetitions of it in Martin John. Okay, the line is... don't let them put anything in your mouth, and don't let them put anything up the other end either. Go.
It's a character from Malarkey.
I feel like that's a man.
No, I thought it was the mom, but you've already written about the mom.
The mom wasn't in Malarkey. That was our woman. This is a different mom. This woman, that woman.
I'm thinking of our woman.
Yeah. Okay, it's Bina. It's Bina. 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 Anyway.
Yeah, no, you, yeah.
Okay,
I mean,
man
obviously.
At the back. Man at the back. It was Bina!
Yeah!
You did it! We owe your dog for that.
Yes.
You get
Molly.
Yeah.
Molly has more fans.
Everyone at this party gets Molly.
No, she's mine.
No? Okay. No.
She's my life partner.
Did you bring some? Yeah. I have a... Daniel, did you? Yeah. What are your expectations for how this is going
to
go?
You all need to step off my dog right now.
Jen, I'm on board with you. It's like your mom's being incursion on your mom. We've suffocated your dog at this point.
I'm sad now, but okay.
And you offered to kiss me. Like, what kind of
I'll kiss you.
Is that?
It's fine. I'm not discriminating with my kisses. I've told you.
I was on. Didn't I tell you I was awful?
She said.
You're lovely.
Also, she doesn't like kisses, though.
She doesn't like kisses.
Now, speaking of.
Oh, God, I never should have said that.
No, we still like you.
Yeah,
already sad life is going to get dramatically
it's all
sadder.
Great.
Could
great.
You please edit the part out where I said I don't like kisses? It's not.
I feel like no.
It's not.
It's too good.
It's not strictly true.
I'll leave Orient and then we'll leave the kisses and it'll be fine.
Yeah.
I'll have more to deal with.
It'll bounce.
You're reading a book like Balzac that goes on for like 7 nights and 7 days, and you know somebody's like slurping in your ear. Well, it's not very useful, is it? I'm just trying to think of.
Listen, I'm on board with you on that.
I'm just trying to think of times when it's not useful to be kissed.
When you're.
Taking a dump?
No, that's so helpful.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Frightens it out
of
you.
The entire time I had food poisoning, people were making out with me, and it really helped
a lot.
Like, I got it out of my system a lot more quickly
than I would have otherwise. Transplant. Like, you know, surgery. Surgery. Would you want to... Okay, could somebody
you
in the
wouldn't
audience
even notice,
contribute?
Though.
Because I'm feeling like the saddest person.
Okay.
Well, your questions are very, very concerning.
We're coming back to Martin John, though. Oh. Is that okay?
Yeah, we need to get back to Martin John.
I mean, we'll deviate. Don't worry.
We're going to get back.
We'll definitely deviate again.
Follow-up question for Martin John. Why does Europe love Eurovision so much?
This is a great question, and I also would love to know more about why Eurovision is so popular.
Eurovision obsession make Martin John and everybody.
Your vision is amazing, though.
I thought you said, because I just want to point out how old I am, and this is what happens when you commit to expedited aging. I thought you said, why does Europe love your ovaries so much?
That's another question.
No, that is very far from what... Yeah, no, that was...
Have your ovaries ever participated in Eurovision?
Yeah.
Do you know what? They've jiggled.
Were they the choice?
Do you know what?
The choice of a nation?
Okay. I know that I'm supposed to be talking about... I'm supposed to be talking about Martin John. Okay, so
You will, you will.
Yeah.
Martin John does not like the letter P, right? He doesn't like anything made with P for obvious reasons. Pervert. And so I discovered. You didn't get that?
I just thought P was a gross letter.
No, P for perfect. Okay, go back and read it again. It'll be such a different novel.
Done.
You know that. So he doesn't like the word. He doesn't like the letter P, so he won't say the letter P. So he's obsessed with the Eurovision Song Contest. He's got a almost. He's a savant about the Eurovision Song Contest, and I am sad to say that I, dear reader, I failed you in this book.
Why?
Because after I finished this book and copy edited it, and you know, it was like, no, we're not changing another and or the. I discovered that the Yugoslavian entry, and I think it was 1981, but don't quote me, was a song called Petrol. It's missing from this novel.
A Eurovision song.
I have to stand up for this. A Eurovision Song Contest entry that began with the letter P is not referenced in this novel. That's an artistic, novelistic, humanistic.
Oh, I'm going to contact every
frustrated,
famous
failure.
Newspaper, would you magazine, say,
that's
and interview.
Is that the thing?
So when you
tell me, the only person who's read that book,
when you consider Martin John, yeah. Is that the thing that you wish you could change the most? Like the failure of Martin John to you? Because no. As a writer, there's always a thing where you're like, I wish I fucking didn't do that.
No, I think the thing I would change about Martin John is I would like somebody else to have written it.
Oh, okay. So they might have picked up on that.
Well, only because, you see, when you write challenging, I semi-jest, but when you write challenging work that engages with the darker side of mankind and humanity, and we're very, very dark, you're always the sort of the almost nastiest person in the room. So, you know, the Catholic in me thinks, oh, well, what do people think about me because I wrote this difficult, dark book, except it's very, very funny. And then I go, I don't give a flying fuck what people think about me. And then I go, ooh, I want to be liked.
Well, I think that you are straddling that line very well, which is what I like about you.
And then I say, I don't give a flying fuck what I want to be liked. I want to be nice. I want to be liked.
That's the constant tension, though, of like making your work public, is that you really want to like fuck with people's heads, but you really do want to be liked. Like, I'm constantly, you were saying to me on the way here that, oh, Jen, you're so popular. I'm like, yeah, that makes me feel so good. But really, I just want to write books that like gross people out. It's hard.
But also, that makes people liked. I don't think that's...
In some circles and in others, not so much.
Do you know what?
Well, it's like, nobody wants, like, fine, then like, write comedic happy books. But
also, that's not even the way to be universally liked. I mean, consider, as I always do, to shit on it, Ferrante.
Yeah, Elena Ferrante.
Yeah, let's talk about that. What's with their covers?
But anyway, the covers are ugly. The books are boring. It's great. I'm a fucking hater. Get used to it. But
you're allowed. She's Italian. You're Italian.
Thank you. Like, I actually
sorry.
Had a conversation.
94 or whenever that time was that Ireland and Italy got through to the bloody quarterfinals, and you freaking handballed us out of there.
How do you feel about that now? Do you have a lot of anger?
I've moved on to Thierry Henry.
I'm glad. But even a book like that, that is in this weird way universally praised, you know, she's a mysterious person that could be like five people, or do you know what I mean? Whatever it is. Like,
she could be a cubby.
She could be a cubby.
Yeah.
She could be a cubby. We don't know.
That guy in the first row could have written all these books.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't know. You're talking about Ferrante, which is actually one of the top three things I care about the least in the world.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry.
I'm forming a club, and I cannot wait.
Wow.
There's another person in the room who's in the club. And after this person and I had a conversation yesterday, I actually started writing an essay about why I don't like it. Because I was like, I need to...
Can I tell you about this stuff, though? What really bothers me is that there's going to be somebody who's like, but Jen, Ferrante's amazing. And that same person is going to tell me, like, why don't you like Dave Eggers? Because he's a douchebag. That's why I don't fucking like Dave Eggers.
He's not a douchebag.
Okay, sorry.
Look, it happened right away.
He's not a douchebag. Dave Eggers.
That happened so fast.
You guys,
it happened in real time.
A literary feud is happening on the podcast.
He's a really nice man. He and I both like the same book. And it's a really amazing book called...
Yep.
Okay, middle-aged. Ed Wallace.
You're saying like two different words.
Okay, the New York Lower East Side. Tenants of Moonbloom. New York Review of Books Classics. Oh, yeah, Edward Lewis Wallen. He died when he was 36. He only wrote 3 books. He would have been Philip Roth.
So glad and I outlived that
Dave
guy.
Eggers. I also don't care about Philip Roth. I'm sorry.
Well, Philip
Here's
Roth
the thing, though.
Doesn't
I mean,
care about us, so that's okay.
Oh, that's fine. We can mutually not care
but
about each other.
I'm sorry. I will go to war now for the Tenants of Moonbloom. And Dave Eggers likes the Tenants of Moonbloom, so therefore there can be nothing wrong with Dave Eggers, right? And I bet he gets a flu shot. That's enough for me.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, the only point I wanted to make was is that an anonymous person is very easy to like, but a real human person that has written a book that is available for interviews and to be at events and to be a person who is on Twitter and, you know, makes their life public, that's going to make it more difficult because you then appear as you do as a fucking person with a beating heart and a face that sometimes looks ugly on Instagram.
I'm super ugly on Instagram. It's fine.
You are a goddess.
Okay, I was going to say about me not liking shit. I'm fine with you people, anyone else not liking the stuff that I like. Just don't judge me for liking what I like.
Yeah,
not liking what I don't like.
You were talking about Dave Eggers' books.
I don't like his books.
That's okay. Because everybody in the world hates Jonathan Franzen, and I don't hate him.
Me neither. I'm a Franzen apologist, and I'm here to talk about it.
I feel like that half of the entire room's Jonathan Franzen apologists.
I'm sorry. I count with Jonathan Franzen.
Yeah, can I just say?
No. But I still like the two of you.
No, but it's got
it's
nothing
fine.
To do
I like
with
cats.
His books. His
cats
books,
are fine.
No, his books are terrible. No.
No, that's not true.
No, he's a bird maniac, so he's the only writer I could be stuck at a festival with and discuss bird flu. So for that reason, I will never give up on Jonathan Franzen.
Oh, we've got
never. He's a bird
answers.
Maniac.
Can I ask you another question about Martin John?
Sure, I think you should ask Jen some questions.
No, we're going to ask Jen some questions.
We're just going to run you tired.
Go home and say that woman just talked all the time about bird flu.
I mean, you've talked about a myriad of things, so I would never.
Like a weird collection of things, but you know what? We're going to keep going with it.
I have a question about the mother character.
I want to say that this is the reason why I never come out during this season, right? This is the season where I'm thinking a lot about
bird flu. Too much
cricket
bird flu thought.
And bird flu and,
I mean, these are normal things that you should be concerned.
Go on.
Hey, I just kind of want to know where she came from and how you sort of decided, like, this was going to be the person that's going to be the person who was close to this other human being.
Well, you know the
to
way.
To Martin John.
You know the way in the Blessed Holy Shrine of Lourdes, Bernadette.
I don't, but keep going.
In a rose bush, just minding her own business, and then bing, bang, bop, the Virgin Mary appeared. Well, it wasn't like that.
No.
Sadly, I actually don't know where she came from. I think if I actually knew where somebody's vacating, they're frustrated. They've got to go home. They've got bikes. Right.
Have a good night.
Have fun going home.
We love
oh no,
you.
We've lost. Oh no, we've lost. He's got a beard.
It's
got
fine.
A beard.
These people know that if they want, they
beard.
Can listen to an edited version of
he
this
can,
later.
He can't stay.
Fuckers.
He's got a beard.
Just kidding. I'm glad you're here.
He's cute. That one.
He was handsome, huh?
I can set you up.
He's full of my type. That
do you
one.
Want me to talk to him?
Yeah.
Okay.
Him on Twitter.
We'll do like a mini bachelor with the two.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm really helpless at these kinds of things because I don't have anything to impart. I don't know where she came from. I worried about her.
I worried about her while I was reading the book.
Oh, I worried I worry about everything, but I particularly.
I felt fine about her.
Well, no, I mean, just...
Really?
She was a bit, like...
No, I understood her. I mean, the mother in my novel is...
she's dealing with...
Well, she's conflicted, and it's the time period. I don't think... I mean, you know, you're a mother, you give birth, you don't know what you're going to get. You can't shove them back up. You're stuck with your child, right?
The lottery...
You have no idea. Yeah. You know, what comes out of you could be... Donald fucking Trump.
Yeah,
I mean, somebody... He did...
He
apparently
had a mom.
Come out of somebody, unless he was, as I suspect, made in a lab, sponsored by the post office. No, that's a slur upon the post office.
They're delivering fine things to people.
I'm interested in the darker side of motherhood. I think that motherhood is a complicated canvas, and there's like...
What a transition. You're doing
great
this on
transition.
Purpose.
Yeah, you're doing
this
hard
on purpose.
Work for us. But I think...
Well, I appreciate that transition.
We should talk to Jen, because Jen's like... She's... hot right now on the darker side of
the moon. What does that mean?
Well, you're actually frozen, right?
Oh, yeah, my bodies are frozen. The children are frozen in a freezer.
Yeah, her book's actually about the Disney movie Frozen.
I thought it was about the Madonna song Frozen.
And that was actually, its original title was Frozen, and then the movie came out, and I'm like, fuck Disney.
Was it actually?
Yeah, it was.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. There was an interview a couple years ago where you talked about it.
Yeah, and I think I said it was called Frozen.
Gents, novel in progress, Frozen.
It's called Frozen.
And on the front cover was this girl in like a really loose, see-through blue dress that was shooting out Frozen.
And she was blonde. Because I write about blonde people a lot.
Yeah, blonde people are your number one.
They're my number one go-to character.
No,
I still write about them.
We're hair disease. We can't help
it. It's a hair disease.
We love blondes.
It's not our fault.
Okay.
For those that go to the hairdressers.
I mean, I'm sure some people here go to the hairdresser. I know, they're very attractive. They're all very attractive. Just what is this? It's this group Tinder.
Yeah.
It's a
group looking for a new group to hang out with.
Yeah. So, Jen, your novel is The Conjoined.
That's my novel.
It's your novel.
Sure.
Yeah. You both wrote excellent novels, and I honestly don't even know why you agreed to come on this podcast that five people are coming to. You're both geniuses.
Well, Jen has like a dynamic, interesting life where people even flirt with her dog at the playground.
Yeah.
Because my dog is
amazing.
I can't
wait till her next novel called The Playground.
I've said it 100 times. This is my indoor season. I never come out.
Well, now that you're here, you're going to have to interact with us.
My life is not interesting. I literally have garlic butter on my skirt. My life is not interesting.
You're interesting. You live near two car parks. I had to pick up Jen tonight.
Oh, no, I don't live there. My ex-husband lives there.
Oh, okay.
Because he has the kind of like penthouse apartment that one would expect of a divorced criminal defense lawyer. And yeah.
You married a lawyer, huh?
I was married to a lawyer.
That was very sensible.
It was,
You had been writing that book in that process of...
Divorce?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did.
The Conjoined is a novel of divorce.
It's my sad divorce.
It's infused
novel.
With divorce.
Oh, man. Yeah, like, I did not know that until I was reading. Like, you had said that in launch, and then as I was reading, I was like, oh.
Everyone reads that.
Every scene's very intense now.
Yeah, there's lots of, you know, relationships suck, and I can't stare at this guy anymore in his saggy gray underpants. Like, put on a... pair of jeans.
That's one of my favorite things about the novel is the way you write about relationships and like gross human emotions.
But they're gross human emotions. This is the thing about The Conjoined is like I've read reviews where people are like, everyone's so unsympathetic. And I'm like, that's humanity. We're all unsympathetic.
Yes.
We're all fucking assholes.
Yes.
Speak it.
Yeah. No, really. And then like people are like, you know, she makes decisions and those aren't the decisions that I would make. Oh, because you're perfect.
Yeah,
I never felt that while reading. I was like, yeah, this seems about right.
I love the way that she...
I love you so much, cubby, in the first row.
I love you so much, beautiful, in the front row.
Two cubs
these
in the
two are exempt from gross human emotions.
No, they're the best.
Exempt.
But
do you know what? What about that poor man at the back?
He's great.
He's also great.
Does anybody love him?
I could definitely tell a story about that guy.
Yeah, he's actually super great.
He's a sweetie.
Do you know what? I bet she could tell a story about everybody in this room.
Probably. I mean, there's only two. No, just kidding. But Jen, I really loved the way you wrote about a woman who was just like, yeah, this is a relationship I don't want to be in. And this, you kind of flipped the concept of nice guy in a way where like, he's fucking milquetoast. Like, who wants to be with that guy?
Dude, he's a male Becky. But the thing about...
He's a male Becky?
He's a male Becky.
Wait,
what? A Becky? Help, I've been indoors for 45 years.
Wait, oh, like a Becky from like...
Like Beyonce Becky.
Oh, Beyonce Becky. I was like...
Becky. He's like a male
Roseanne Becky.
Becky
or no, Beyonce Becky?
Beyonce Becky.
Who's cool. Beyonce Becky?
Can Beyonce? We explain this?
Yeah.
Okay, so like... Is it in Lemonade where she just discusses the Becky? Becky with the good hair.
Becky, yes, with, the good
Becky
hair.
With the good hair. Where she wrote a song where she references Becky with the good hair, who may or may not be having an affair with her husband.
Yes,
and so people have taken to mean, and it comes from Sir Mix-a-Lot, where baby got back. And oh my God, Becky, look at her butt. It's so big. That's a terrible impersonation of this.
No, it was not bad. It was not bad.
Anyway, I felt good about
it. And then like Becky's has come to mean these sort of bland, regular people that nobody really cares about yet have managed to rule the world for so long.
Like Brad Pitt?
Yeah, he's kind of a Becky.
Yeah, he's definitely a Becky.
You know, like, I always think the ultimate Becky
he would
is
be
like
Becky with the
Blake
good hair.
Lively is the ultimate Becky for me. She's like a super good looking Becky. But what the fuck does she actually do?
Well, I have to be honest with you, I've never heard of Blake Lively.
Well, then she is a perfect example.
Oh, really? But I think heard of anybody.
But you can also like...
Except Wesley Snipes.
Jennifer Aniston is a Becky. There you go. Jennifer Aniston's a good Becky. Wesley Snipes is not a Becky.
I've heard of him.
No.
But you can spell out like those two Twitter accounts from India about
I've
cricket.
Heard of him. I only heard of him because he's got some tax issues.
I feel like you need to edit out the idea that Wesley Snipes is a Becky, because I feel like if that gets online, people are going to be like, Wesley Snipes is not a Becky, and they're going to go after
he's
you.
Actually, no, she only said that she had heard of Wesley Snipes.
No, but
Snipes.
Can I just say, there is a reason. Like, I worked in the cinema a long, long time ago when I was younger than Daniel is, and there was this Wesley Snipes movie playing all the time. And then last night, I thought, oh, yeah, I've heard of Wesley Snipes. And I looked him up on Twitter, and he's now a positive thinking guru. But I guess
is he really?
Was he in Blade?
Well, he was Blade. He's Blade. Yeah.
No, he's a, you know, he's a...
He's
a
Blade with the glasses and the like, freaking swords. And
yeah, tax-evading Blade.
But I haven't heard of anybody. Tax-evading,
possibly wife-beating.
No, I literally haven't heard of anybody. That's what happens.
Everyone's the worst.
Don't like anyone.
Everyone's the worst. All your favorites
That's
are
the theme of my novel. Everyone's the worst.
The theme of your novel is...
Frozen.
You can never have any type of emotional resolution, so you better just deal with your own personal shit.
Well, okay, that's the thing about
not.
It. Oh,
it's
see?
Don't
okay.
have a deep freeze.
So all these Goodreads reviews, you were talking to me about the Goodreads reviews.
Oh my God,
and
I could not
Dina,
with the Goodreads
Dina reviews. Dina was like, you need to read your Goodreads reviews, and I'm like, I never read
Oh my God, I didn't read them.
Reviews.
Why?
Because they're really there are all funny. These they're people really who only read James Patterson, and
yes!
then they're reading The Conjoined, and they're like expecting there to be like some resolution to the dead bodies in the freezer. Except like at the end, I never say what actually happened to the dead bodies
no,
in the freezer.
Pissed.
But the point of the novel is that there is no resolution to whose fault anything is. You can go backward in time, like generation after generation after generation. Everyone's to blame. Everyone's to blame for all this bad shit that happens to everybody. So you can go backwards 5,000 years. Who gives a shit?
Yes.
Deal with your shit.
That's so true.
I've had like 3 glasses of wine, which is why I'm saying shit so much. But it's like, it's this
Not
thing.
Name,
it's so adorable that you say shit so much when you drink so much wine.
It's adorable. And so the lack of resolution is all about that. It's just... The blame
but
is
have
not
they not read
be...
any of your other books about the lack of
no,
resolution?
No, they read James Patterson. These are the people who are reading this book.
So it seems like Jen's book was in like a Goodreads giveaway, and the only people that got it were people like, I love mysteries.
Oh, no.
And then they got them, and they're like, why did no one tell me what
why
happened
they...
to those dead bodies?
I'm sorry.
Who murdered those
and
girls
like,
in this freezer?
Yeah, they're like, this is nothing like A is for Assassin.
It is not at all. It's not like Sue Grafton. No, it's not.
My favorite one, though, was the person that thought that Martin John was a novel about romantic dating.
Oh my God, no!
Yeah.
So
how long did she or her
it was
or
a good,
him
I
read?
I don't know if it was a Goodreadser. I don't know.
Geez,
I don't know. I've had a few. Actually, they're not bad with Martin John. Malarkey really upset a few of them. I got a great message from a few of them.
The good messages are good.
Ooh, I got some super fan mail.
From where?
I've had a long interest in the perversions. That was one. My favorite one ever, though, was actually nothing to do with a book I wrote. A man got really confused, and he thought I'd written a book that I reviewed. And he wrote me this message, which someday I'm going to do a performance art piece with, because it's so extraordinary. And it said, he invoked hookers, the mafia, and my mother in the same line.
Your mother, specifically.
Yeah, my mother.
Okay.
And hookers and the mafia, sex workers and the mafia. He used the word hookers. And I thought, I know what to do with this man. So I forwarded the message to my mother. Because I thought, one of the things...
Wait, that's an option? One can do that?
Oh my God.
Oh.
Everything should go to your mom.
Opened.
Do you know what? I have a wonderful mother who's kind of an outlaw, and I hope she doesn't tune into this podcast. She's busy. She's a farmer.
No one does. You're fine.
But she has an iPhone.
Daniel makes a great point.
But she's so brilliant. I thought, this is one of the craziest messages I've ever got. And I thought, I can utterly rely on my mother to come up with something way better than this man can manage. So my mother came back with the best line ever, and she said, She said, I don't know what's the matter with him. She said, some people, she said, should just not be allowed to read at all. We're so brilliant. As in, sorry, sir. We don't know what's up with you. You're not allowed to read this review in the news. I thought it was such a brilliant... I thought that was the best way to make your... I wasn't 45 at that time, but I was heading that way, daughter. Feel better about the fact that some douche nozzle...
Yeah.
...was like, really like...
Really laying into him.
Yeah, tin pot douche nozzle.
Yeah.
Was like, ragging on me.
Yeah.
And then the best one was that somebody in the... It was a review I wrote about the history of confession... For all the Catholics in the audience,
yeah,
and somebody in the comment section actually wrote anti-Catholics, the name of the guy that wrote the book, and my name, and I thought, oh my god, these people think that I wrote this book, and I really wish I'd freaking written this book. This is a brilliant book. I'd love to write a book about the history of confession. I am not capable of it. I'm not.
Reading comprehension is
people
not
are
always
very
the best.
Smart.
But my point is, maybe if your mom's not available to forward emails to, you forward them to me.
Does she? Could she use a computer?
I forward them to my mother.
My mother doesn't read English.
My dad can also read
right.
English and doesn't use
yeah,
a computer.
My mother doesn't use a computer.
I can't wait till they get married.
Your mom can read Cantonese, Mandarin.
I could get it translated, I suppose.
No, but what I'm saying is make use of my family connections because there aren't very many. And unless you're looking for... Pedigree goats. I think you should forward me any hate mail, and I'll send it to my mother.
I did get a good piece of hate mail, though, which was really, which is great, because I was doing, I did a piece for CBC Radio about what I called alternative versions of masculinity in memoir, nonfiction. And it was because I was kept seeing these, like, books on the nonfiction bestseller list that were written by men exploring different ways of approaching masculinity, and I was super interested in that. So I did this piece on CBC Radio about it. At no point did I say I know what all men think all the time. I never said that.
But
because
you do.
Why would I?
But you do.
Of course I do.
Yeah.
And then this man sent
Took
me an email
off my shirt.
That was literally like, you can't speak for men. You're not a man until you're a man. You need to shut the fuck up. And did I hurt your pussy by saying that?
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. Holy shit.
I hope, sir,
and also,
if you are listening
we need
tonight,
to find a programmer to reverse IP address his fucking email.
Guess what?
So Cantlet can
guess what?
Punch
the
him in the face.
The answer is no, because my pussy's made of steel.
I don't know. I just
that is the answer.
I just deleted it. I mean, like, whatever. What am I going to respond to that? Because nothing I'm going to say has anything to do with that. But then after that, I started getting, like, more weird stuff on, like, Twitter.
Yeah.
And I'm like, did he start something? Did that man start something?
Probably.
Who is he?
It's highly possible.
Yeah.
What the heck?
We really? All know how trolling snowballs.
Did he use that language?
Yes, of course. But the thing is that in this piece, I was not saying I know what men think. I was saying, look, there's all these great books that are exploring different ways of masculinity. Isn't that great? Nobody feels excluded.
It's a real problem.
End.
Being an intelligent female broadcaster is war.
Yeah. Well,
I'm going to move us along because of time limitations.
Yeah, no, that's fair.
Okay, we're going to switch to a new segment.
Oh,
and
it's I need to get a picture of me in my shirt because this has been a
We'll get you one, don't worry.
No,
it's going to be, the segment is called Who Said an Interview, Anakin or Jen?
Oh, God.
You can all join in and we're going to see if they even remember that they said this in an interview. I can start us. Do you want me to go?
You go first and then I'll continue.
Okay. First statement. I just do not feel comfortable with the conflation of my personal biography with anything I write.
Who said that? Anna Kana or Jen? Does anyone in the audience have a guess?
Grabbing my dildo. Okay.
Yeah, great.
Can you take another picture? Because I forgot.
I just do not feel comfortable with the conflation of my I got drunk.
You're fine.
Conflation of my personal biography with anything I write.
Anyone?
This
is
one I felt
Anna
like
Kana
was obvious.
Or is that Jen?
There's only two choices.
Everyone thinks it's Jen?
No, can we have a hello? Listen
no,
to me.
No, it's not Jen.
Definitely not Jen.
It was this woman right here.
I am broken.
We literally talked about Jen and her divorce and how she wrote a book through.
Yeah,
I don't care if you guys know everything about me.
I have
to be honest,
really, legitimately told you nothing, right?
Except she made up
son.
A word today.
Yeah, and you know what? Yeah. I don't believe in talking about my son. Oh God, edit.
Good okay. luck, Dina. Go.
Okay. Writers have a sad reputation for looking rumpled, so Anyone who doesn't seems especially fancy to me. Who said that, Jen or Anna Kana?
Do you guys even remember?
You're right, it was
Jen. You're right,
Jen.
It's Jen, because you know what? She's
well-dressed. Style icon.
Unlike the fashion nun.
All right, Daniel, what do you got?
Nietzsche, I can't pronounce his name properly. Nietzsche?
Nietzsche. Great.
Went heavily on the milk. I haven't checked. But did they both have bad acne? Question mark.
Who said that? Jen or Anna Kana?
It. Correct, Anna Kana. Yeah.
Okay, it's a Boulder Dice quote.
Okay, here we go. Many things scare me, that I'll write a book and no one will read it, that I will one day run out of ideas, that the mild arthritis in my hands will get so bad I'll have to use voice recognition software.
That was Jen.
That was Jen.
Oh, wow.
I do have arthritis.
I'm going to give you a top tip. If it has arthritis
tip
in
top
it,
tips.
It's Jen. If it has kidney in it, it's me.
Great. So, Daniel, what do we got? Do we have a kidney one?
No. On describing her book, she said, also, I like naked men.
Oh, that could be either of us. That could be either of us.
Daniel. And surprise, it was me. No, just kidding. We all know I hate anyone unclothed.
Anna Kana.
Nope, totally fine.
Never
okay.
Felt fine.
Never apologize.
It's Boulder Dice. The context is missing. I don't like them naked.
She doesn't. She's saying something about not
she
liking
loves
men.
Shirts.
She likes shirts.
One thing
not
Anna Kana loves, it's shirts. I don't count drafts anymore. It's too depressing.
Yes.
Yeah, that was Jen.
Did I say that?
You sure did. Yep.
Hold.
Once see, I saw someone skimming
I
can't
my... I find drafts. Like, I lose my drafts, so I wouldn't be able to count them.
Are you just deleting them?
No, I just lose things all over my apartment.
Okay, once I saw someone skimming my first novel at a bookstore, and I hid behind a pillar whispering, buy it, buy it, buy it. He must have heard me because he put it back on the shelf.
That was
Jen. Definitely Jen.
It has to be Jen because she's outdoors.
Yeah, that's true. She left the house.
Anna would have literally walked up and been like, you need to fucking buy this book.
Yeah. Although I will say that there are no good words for certain body parts. None.
Oh, that could be any of us.
You're right. It was Jen.
Yeah, it was Jen.
Megan, what a champion. She's
Megan.
So there you go. You did read the interview.
That's
there
Megan.
Are no good so words Megan. For certain
Megan.
Body parts.
And is that Zoe?
No, that's my friend Megan. Zoe and Megan aren't here, so in our bad books now. Just kidding, ZG Communications, you're great.
I stand by that. There are no good words for certain body parts.
I don't disagree with you.
Stand by that.
I don't know. I like kidney.
Yeah. No, kidney is I'm talking about genitals, Anna Kana.
Oh, genitalia, yeah.
What about the word genitalia? How
nozzle.
Do we feel about that overall?
Nozzle. No. I think
not
nozzle.
Cool?
No.
Sorry.
No.
Like
Jen
sorry.
Doesn't like it.
And men in the audience? How do you feel about the word nozzle?
Nozzle for what?
Yeah.
For a penis?
Well, I like the word douche nozzle rather than douche bag. Douche nozzle?
No, it's not. No. It's just any word you can come up with for the penile area is just going to come up with ew, gross, or oh, it's fine.
But what about Reese's Buttercup?
I challenge Jen.
For what? What's that for?
Like
the penis.
I'm sorry.
Like a beautiful
I challenge
Reese's
Jen. I've got two words that she probably has never heard for the penis.
A fustator.
And I'm going to, not fustate. I'm not going to fustate her.
Bathing suit area.
Because she made me an offer I may
Adina
not be able
Del
to refuse. Okay.
Daniel's dead.
Okay. Turn away. I'm going to say these words. Okay. Because I don't want you to see my lips.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to start with the Dublin vernacular. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Go.
I feel like being punished.
Okay. I'm waiting for silence.
Okay.
Mickey.
What?
Mouse.
Mickey.
Like a bottle of alcohol?
You mean like for booze?
His Mickey.
His Mickey?
Okay, failing that.
Okay.
That doesn't even sound like genitals.
I move into Cork. There's actually three now. I've come up with another one. Langer Dan.
I feel great about
that's
Langer.
Like, that's a, that? Like interior BC like city.
Sounds cool.
That? What's okay. A Langer?
I definitely wanted to touch
yeah, she has
okay, a Langer Dan sounds like a neo
Dan.
Folk band who plays
Langer
drinking
Dan.
Mojitos out of mason jars and I want to kick them all in the face.
My
that's what that sounds
like. My accountant lives in Langer Dan.
Such a good word. He's such a Langer.
I play bass. I play stand-up bass in Langer Dan.
All right. Well, you didn't say ooh. Okay, the final word.
Okay.
It's a quote from Martin John.
Yeah, let's hear it.
He's John Thomas.
That's not bad.
See? No, it, no.
Yeah, that's not bad. But like, right? who will know that? It has to be like a word that people recognize.
London.
John Thomas.
Everybody say, in England, people say you're John Thomas.
You're John Thomas.
Imagine being called John Thomas.
Yeah. Everyone's changing their name right now. Everyone in this room.
I once met a man.
I'm just going to start calling my boobs John and Thomas.
Yeah. Well, that would work.
John Thomas.
I'm going to call both of mine Langer.
No.
Langer one and Langer two.
No, Langer Dan.
Yeah, your Langers have been Danning the whole time.
Yeah. It's great.
I'm just not going to know.
Okay. I'm ready.
Because there's been a lot of things that have set Dina's rage on fire.
Oh,
so,
God.
Dina, are you ready to go? Because I have 1 minute on my timer.
Are you timing me? I'm ready.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're going to start now in 3, 2, 1.
Okay. 98% of judges in rape cases and just the horrible shit they say to women. How can you look at yourself? How can you get up in the morning? Do you fucking eat breakfast with that mouth? You're disgusting. The woman who was angry that my mom didn't cross a busy street on a flashing light because she was behind her and she wanted to cross, and so she bumped into my mom and then yelled at her, oh my God, and sorry my mom didn't get run over, you stupid, sporty, fucking, frisbee-carrying bitch.
Yeah, 30 seconds, going fast.
Yeah.
You gotta go fast.
Being shushed, anyone who shushes anyone is a fucking piece of shit, and I hate you. You're garbage. I wish you lived in a solitary cave with the sound
seconds.
Of your pathetic soul slowly wheezing until the cradle of death embraces you. Construction in Vancouver. Go fuck yourself. Boots. Boots. I'm over you. You're heavy and gross. You're all
boots
ugly. I don't want to wear you.
No.
Sandals boots. Forever!
You know what?
Sandals forever.
Well done. That was perfectly
thank
on time.
You, thank you.
Boots fucking suck. Yeah.
Thank you.
Rage minute? Is it Neo?
Well, here's a fun thing that we're going to do. We are going to... No, I'm going to time you three now, and you're each going to get to be raging for 1 minute.
I can also time them, too.
No, no, you're going to be on it, too.
Oh, shit. I don't have...
Sweet cracker sandwich.
Oh, yeah, I didn't... So one of Jen's quotes was, sweet cracker sandwich. I don't know.
Really?
Yeah.
I said that in an interview?
You said that in an interview. I found it, and I quoted it.
I say sweet cracker sandwich a lot.
All right. Okay. You guys...
Do we do it together?
Yeah, just start yelling.
I'm gonna go around. So we'll start with Daniel, then Jen, then
but
you.
I feel like I won't have that many. Okay, if I tap out, you have to keep going.
Yeah, that's fine. I can
Daniel,
go.
I do not believe you. You are so mad about stuff.
I know, but my bladder's so full, so it's like really.
Oh! Okay, are you guys ready? I'm going to give you each. I'm going to prep you. You know, I'm going to just breathe my rage into you, and then you'll be ready to be angry.
Okay.
Okay, are you ready?
My mouth is
okay.
Right. Just flaring.
Daniel,
right
you're
now.
Going first. Daniel, Jen, and Akena. Okay, we're starting now.
I'm going to echo the Vancouver construction. Every single fucking street, wherever I go, is fucking under construction.
Jen.
Literally, someone actually, like, screeched on their brakes right in front of me, my kid's friend, and my dog, and yelled, watch where you're going, and I yelled, that's a fucking stop sign, go fuck yourself, and the 2 6-year-olds totally heard me.
Great. Anakina, go. Anger.
Yemen.
Okay.
My full bladder.
Justin Trudeau. Fuck
great,
you.
Great. Moving on.
Nightmares.
Yeah, go.
Okay, if you're wrapped up in your privilege so much that you can't acknowledge that other people are in pain, you suck
fucking
balls.
Worse. Go.
I didn't get any posts today.
Oh, that is upsetting. Daniel.
Psychos on Facebook
that will remain unnamed, Jen.
When somebody, like, some dude, like, tells me my book isn't literary enough because I'm a woman and apparently I wrote something that's an homage to crime fiction and
fucking,
he can go
fucking
fuck
garbage. You
too.
Go. One more.
Just moronic stuff.
Okay, great. Oh, I'm so proud of you guys for enacting your rage in such a beautiful manner.
Can I just say I've got extra rage?
Great. Me too.
I really feel that the city, man, the fentanyl fucking crisis.
Man, let's be really angry about it.
488 people, is it, have died already this year?
That's people wrapped up in their own privilege, not seeing the suffering of other people.
Definitely, that is what's happening.
Girls.
I mean, sorry. I asked my son the other day, so what do they talk about at high school in relation to the fact that all drugs, 85% of drugs tested at Insight fentanyl was found in them. And he said, oh, yeah, they had an assembly. And I said, well, did they tell you how to recognize the signs of opioid overdose? And he said,
no, they just had puppets that came through and said, don't do drugs.
I don't know.
You can do better than that.
I mean, they're not doing anything.
But it's Vancouver. We've been here before. And
it's in pot. Be careful.
Yes, pot. Yes, exactly. I just felt like all those kids that experiment as normal teenagers do, you know? Anyway, sorry.
That was Ellie yelling about pot, which I appreciate. Thank you, Ellie.
Also, today, the British government was talking... I'm sorry, I'm on Yemen. Like, what the fuck? Selling arms to the Saudis. Canada, $14 billion worth of LAVs. They are going to kill Yemeni mothers and Yemeni children who are already starving and under siege. And then today, the British government announced that they're going to increase funding to restore Yemen, which they're paying, selling billions of arms to the Saudis to destroy. But they're going to fund whatever it's called, humanitarian relief. And also, who the fuck?
Listen, we're going to give you...
Who the fuck?
We're going to give you an I can't pretty soon.
Hold on. Who bombs a convoy heading into a sieged fucking city? Who does that? A convoy of aid to a city that's been under siege for so long. Who bombs it? Who does that?
Douche nozzles.
Fucking
douche
pieces nozzle. Of douche nozzle shit.
Putin, maybe. Oh, God, yeah. Cut that. I don't want to get done by the Russians.
It's okay. You'll be
it's
fine.
Okay. Putin's not listening. He's busy porking Wendy Dang.
So yeah, Putin's our
fine.
Putin's our number one
really?
Fan.
He's Putin.
This event is
Wendy
sponsored
Dang.
By Stoli Vodka.
The story is Putin is porking Wendy That's Dang, funny. And she's friends with, like, fucking Gwyneth Paltrow and shit. This is, like, all messed
this
up.
This is goop related.
Yeah. Okay, now that we've entered conspiracy theory,
poo Putin.
You can find us on iTunes,
canlit.ca. We're on Stitcher, canlit.ca.
Facebook, you know it.
You know where we are.
Where can we find these two? Clearly on Twitter.
Jen, tell us where we can find you online.
I don't know. My Twitter is at Jen Sukfongli. My website is sukfong.com, which I never update, except to write really long blog posts on my sad divorce.
Your website Perfect. Is very adorable, though.
Go to saddivorce.com.
The design of it is great.
It's bubbles.
It's very cute.
It's cute.
Yeah.
Whatever.
I like it. Anna Cana, where can we find you?
You can't find me.
Do you want people to find
no,
you?
No. This
great.
Is, this is my indoor season.
I love that about you.
You can find me on Twitter, but please don't come and find me.
You can find her
Somebody
in...
phoned me up the other day.
You can find her in August.
Like a person dared to call you on the phone?
No, could you want to review... I was like, where did you get my phone number? So, oh God, I should...
Okay, so never contact her. So we are...
Try and find her on Twitter. We only have one more
one
question
last question.
Before we leave, we're going to ask each of you, and again, I know that you're both the soul of brevity, so I trust you'll keep it brief. Anna Cana. I'm going to ask you first. What can't you with right now?
Yemen!
All right, Jen, what can't you with?
Okay, can I just... Okay, the thing about Lionel Shriver... Because
yeah,
I can't with that shit right now, is that her whole thing is that I can write whatever I want, and I don't have to be careful. And I'm like, no, the problem is that you do have to be careful. The characters in your books are always going to be better if you treat them as, like... layered, complex, 360-degree humans. You don't fucking put on a sombrero and mock a bunch of Mexicans for being sensitive about something. Fuck you.
Also, who the fuck puts on a sombrero?
Can I add one?
Unless you're Mexican. Like, I'm just saying.
No, I'm sorry. And then people say to me stuff like these, well, it's free speech. She can write whatever she wants. Of course she can write whatever she wants. I can also take a shit in the middle of your living room if I fucking want.
Damn straight.
Oh my God, not illegal. Write a short fiction piece where you take a shit on Lionel Shriver's.
Can I add one?
Yeah, go ahead.
Mark Zuckerberg is going to tackle all fucking disease with $3 billion. Good luck with that based on the price hike of EpiPens this week, Mark.
Okay, wait. Can I just finish with my life?
Lionel Shriver.
Wait.
I
have to finish with the shitting on the living room floor, though.
Go, Jen.
I got to finish with that. It's just that I can also take a shit on someone's living room floor. I choose not to because I'm a decent human who, adheres to, regular social rules. And so, like, all that shit where people are like, I'm going to write stuff about, like, people of color and be, like, you know, stupid about it. That's just you being a stupid piece of shit.
Yeah, no, it
Come
for sure
on.
Is.
Don't shit on people's so, floor. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you to all the people who are here. Can we please give us
by.
Some cheering? I want to thank everyone for coming so much, and I want to say, Daniel, I love you. Jen,
Kana,
I love you. Anna Kane, I love you. You're all so smart and wonderful. Thank you for being here.
I'd like to thank someone who's not here. That is...
It's Yemen.
No.
It's
not.
Lionel Shriver.
You're
just
two
kidding.
Friends on
just
Twitter.
Never getting no. thanked.
I'd like to thank Julianne Okot-Batek.
Yes!
Oh, yeah.
You should thank Julianne
Because she bought two tickets for tonight's event, not realizing she had a poetry
she's reading
of
tonight.
Her
she has
own.
Her own reading.
She's a true
Don't
fan.
Worry. She'll be on the podcast. We'll force her.
Hopefully.
Hopefully.
All right, Julianne, listen
I'd
up.
I'd also like to thank Kamal, who's my new friend from Yemen.
Okay.
Well, I met him on the Sunday edition. I met him on CBC Radio.
Thank you so much to everyone. Thank you to Loren, our wonderful, beautiful bartender.
Kendall, our other volunteer for the night. And also thank you for listening.
Thanks. Bye.